Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Zurn Elkay Water Solutions, a company that might not be on everyone's radar, but definitely deserves a closer look if you're hunting for solid long-term opportunities in the industrial space. I'm thrilled to dive into this with you today, breaking down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for this player in the water solutions market. We'll unpack their financials, recent performance, and some key insights from their latest earnings call to help you decide if this fits into your wealth-building portfolio. So, let's get started. Quick overview of Zurn Elkay Water Solutions. For those who might not be familiar, Zurn Elkay Water Solutions operates in the industrial sector, specifically focusing on water management products and solutions. Think commercial plumbing fixtures, drinking water products, and other systems that are critical for infrastructure and sustainability. They're carving out a niche in an industry that's often overlooked, but is essential for both commercial and public spaces. With a decent market cap and a footprint in a sector tied to long-term trends like water conservation, they've got a story worth exploring. Let's set the stage with some recent updates and performance trends before we dive into the nitty-gritty. Recent news and performance snapshot. Looking at the latest buzz around Zurn Elkay, there's some positive momentum. Their most recent earnings call for Q3 2025 highlighted an impressive 11% organic sales growth, which is a strong signal in a market that's not exactly booming right now. Performance-wise, while I won't bore you with exact numbers, their short-term metrics over the past few months show steady gains, and they're holding their own compared to industry averages in the industrial sector. Over the longer haul, like the past 5 years, they've shown resilience, which is something us long-term investors love to see. There's also chatter about their raised full-year outlook, suggesting management is confident about sustaining this growth. But as always, let's peel back the layers with a full SWOT to see if the hype holds up. SWOT analysis, strengths. All right, let's kick off with what Zurn Elkay is doing right. These are the factors that make them a contender for your portfolio. Solid organic growth. That 11% organic sales growth from the Q3 2025 earnings call isn't just a fluke. It shows they're gaining traction without relying on acquisitions. For a company in a low-growth market, this is a standout performance and suggests they've got a competitive edge in their product lineup. Strong financial metrics. Digging into their numbers, their gross profit margin and net profit margin are holding steady, indicating they're not just growing revenue, but also managing costs effectively. Their return on equity is also respectable, showing they're using shareholder money wisely. Positive cash flow position. Their free cash flow yield looks healthy, and the cash flow statements reveal consistent operating cash flow. This gives them flexibility for reinvestment or paying down debt, which is always a green flag for long-term stability. Raise guidance. Management's decision to bump up their full-year outlook for 2025 screams confidence. They're not just meeting expectations, they're setting a higher bar, which could signal to the market that more upside is on the horizon. SWOT analysis. Weaknesses. Now, let's not get too carried away. Every company has its soft spots, and Zurn Elkay is no exception. Here's where they might trip up. Debt levels. Their debt-to-equity ratio isn't exactly alarming, but it's worth keeping an eye on. Carrying a decent amount of debt in an environment where interest rates could stay elevated means they've got less wiggle room if things tighten up. Market dependency. While they're performing well, their reliance on specific segments of the industrial and commercial markets could be a vulnerability. If there's a slowdown in construction or infrastructure spending, their revenue could take a hit. Valuation concerns. Looking at their price-to-earnings ratio, it's not outrageously high, but it's not a bargain either. Compared to the industry average, they're priced at a bit of a premium, which might make some value investors pause before jumping in. SWOT analysis. Opportunities. Let's shift gears to the exciting stuff. What could propel Zurn Elkay forward in the coming years? These are the tailwinds that long-term investors like us should be thinking about. Sustainability trends. Water conservation and sustainable infrastructure are massive secular trends. Zurn Elkay is well positioned to capitalize on this. especially as governments and corporations push for greener solutions. Their product focus aligns perfectly with where the world is heading. Market share expansion. Their recent earnings call mentioned leveraging competitive advantages in a low-growth environment. If they keep executing, there's room to steal market share from weaker players, especially in North America, where they've got a strong geographic presence. Innovation and CapEx. While specific details on R&D weren't highlighted, their capital expenditures suggest they're investing in property, plant, and equipment. If these investments translate into innovative products or efficiency gains, that could be a game changer down the line. Forward-looking valuation. Their forward PE ratio shows a reasonable range based on analyst estimates for the next year. If they hit those earnings targets, the stock could look more attractive compared to peers, potentially drawing in more investors. SWOT analysis, threats. Of course, no analysis is complete without looking at the risks. Here's what could rain on Zurn Elkay's parade if they're not careful. Industry slowdown. The industrial sector isn't immune to economic cycles. If we see a broader slowdown or reduced spending in their key markets, that 11% growth could evaporate quickly. Their sector performance metrics show some volatility over the past year, so this isn't just hypothetical. Competitive pressure. While they're carving out a niche, they're not alone in the water solutions space. Bigger players or more agile competitors could challenge their pricing power or innovation edge if they don't stay ahead of the curve. Debt servicing risks. I mentioned their debt earlier as a weakness, but it's also a threat if economic conditions worsen. Higher interest costs or refinancing challenges could eat into profits and limit their growth plans. Geopolitical and supply chain issues. While not directly mentioned in the data, their reliance on specific regions for revenue could expose them to disruptions. Any hiccups in supply chains or regional instability could impact their operations. Insights and broader context. As we wrap up the SWOT, let's zoom out for a second. What's really driving Zurn Elkay right now is their ability to grow organically in a tough market. That 11% sales bump isn't just a number, it's proof they're doing something right, whether it's product innovation or better sales execution. For us long-term investors, this is the kind of resilience that builds confidence. But, and this is a big but, the debt and market dependency mean you've got to keep an eye on the broader economy. If infrastructure spending stays strong, they could be a sleeper hit. Short term, their raised guidance might give the stock a little pop, but don't expect fireworks overnight. This is more of a slow and steady play. And speaking of valuation, that forward PE suggests there's room to grow into their price if earnings keep pace, so it's not a bad spot to start building a position if you believe in their story. Closing statement. So, what's the final take on Zurn Elkay Water Solutions? From a long-term investment perspective, they've got a compelling case with strong growth, a focus on sustainability, and a management team that's clearly optimistic about the future. However, the risks tied to debt and market cycles mean this isn't a set-it-and-forget-it kind of stock. It's one to watch closely, maybe start with a smaller position and scale in if they keep delivering on these growth numbers. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Do you see them as a hidden gem in the industrial space, or are you wary of the risks? Drop a comment below, and don't forget to stay tuned for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth analyses here at MarketSnap. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus a detailed SWOT breakdown on our platform. Keep building that wealth, and I'll catch you in the next one.